And we're joined now by Knoxville girls track and field coach Michael Splavik on the KNIA KFLS Radio Coaches Corner. It's an interview powered by Hy-Vee. And, well, Michael, good to talk to you again after finally the season started.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a whirlwind so far. We've had three meets. Really excited about how the team's looking and excited for what's to come here in the next month and a half.
Well, let's talk about just overall, you know, how things have gone. Three meets, Simpson, PCM, and then the Clark meet, and not necessarily in that order, but, you know, every time I see a report, it seems like you're very encouraged with what you've seen.
Yeah, honestly, across the board, whether we're talking about our fastest kid, our slowest kid, our furthest jumper, our shortest jumper, whoever it is, we're improving. And that's, I mean, I'm always going to preach that. It doesn't matter if we're, you know, it's always great to qualify for the state meet or the Drake Relays, but if we can take kids from one point at the beginning of the season and get them better by the end, that's going to be the best thing. And that's really what we've been able to do. We've also been able to see some really great performances so far from some of our athletes, and really excited about kind of where they can get to by the time we get to mid to late May when that state meet is coming around.
One person I really have thought that, you know, she's just kind of taken that torch from Sierra Heffron. Now, we're not saying she's Sierra Heffron one iota, but Avery Pelong has done very well, especially in the shot put.
Yeah, shot put's gone really well. Won the Clark Relays down there last week, and then got third place won again at PCM. Gosh, I'm thinking of discus now. You're talking about Sierra, thinking about discus, of course. But no, yeah, she's really stepped in. You know, Coach Bacon was able to kind of use Sierra as an example last year with Avery as a freshman, and now as a sophomore, really just kind of taking it upon herself to really get after it and put out some big marks so far. You know, got a lot of growth still, and it's great that she's a sophomore, and we've got a lot of room to grow and a lot of time to really help her get to the best that she can be. But we're looking forward to it. She's really, really looking strong, though.
Other field events, you know, I'm sure long jump, high jump is progressing along, even though they're not putting up those numbers that maybe they think they should be.
Yeah, absolutely. Peyton Carney's leading our high jump group, you know, dual sporter with soccer, so obviously hard to kind of get some things in with her, but she's doing a great job of kind of making time to get out there and get on the high jump apron and get over some bars. Got over 4.6 so far. Looking forward to kind of hoping to get a 4.8 here over at the Oskaloosa Relays, and then our home meet next week, getting over 4.8, maybe 4.10. Long jump, we've got about three long jumpers that we're kind of working into our rotation and trying to get them ready to score some points that come conference time at the beginning of May.
Talking to Knoxville girls track and field coach Michael Splavik on KNIA KFLS on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner. I've noticed Sienna Scott has done very well on the hurdles, and she just got that type where, you know, long legs and, you know, where she can get over those hurdles, and she's doing very well.
Yeah, absolutely. She's looking strong. She's about almost a full second faster this year than where she left off the end of season last year. So really happy for her. You got a little bit of work to do. She's being reluctant a little bit to three-step between the hurdles, but she's getting there. You know, we get over the first two or three with three-stepping and then get back in that four-step rhythm, but just getting her to find that rhythm to really help her improve that time and get faster and faster is going to be really exciting to see, because she could really score a lot of points for us come conference time.
Is there a preference for you, or is it just comfort for the kid? Because you've mentioned three-step, four-step, you know, on the hurdles.
You definitely want to be more of a three-stepper. The less steps you can take and be quick between the hurdles, the better. With Sienna, like you're saying, she's got really long legs, pretty tall kid. It's better for her to three-step, because when she's four-stepping, she's taking really short strides in between those hurdles, and it's not helping her get faster. But obviously, the way that she's been able to do it so far this season is working, and so I'm not going to mess with it too much. I'm just going to keep helping her try to get faster and faster every day that we can.
Let's talk about the sprints. What you see, and then those faster races.
Yeah, so the 1 and 2, Hallie Baker's done a really great job this season. You know, really taking the lead there. She's a junior, really stepping into more of a leadership role this year. She had a great role model her freshman year of Melanie Sullivan, who was able to qualify for the state meet in the 400, score a ton of points for us at the conference meet, and then also set the school record in the 400 as well. So she's really kind of taken that role of being the leader on the sprint group and kind of just leading by example, pushing herself. You know, she's gotten down in the low 13s so far in the 100, which is great. Looking to qualify her for state, obviously, in a few events this year. Really excited about that. Hannah Duncan's another one who's done a really great job. Kind of her and Hannah and Hallie have really done a good job of kind of stepping into that leadership role with us having so many freshmen this year on our team, boosting our numbers up. They've got to have some more leaders to kind of help take the reins and help me out as a coach.
longer races too. I've noticed, some of those times have been pretty good too, regardless of where they finish.
Yeah, absolutely. That's another group that's just really, really young. Across the board, we're just very, very young as a team. Naomi Bacon and Riley Davis really kind of taking the lead with Nicole Schultz there, being the junior in that group, kind of leading them, seeing what they can compete with. Naomi Bacon getting down in the 240s and the 800. It's been a little while since we've had someone running pretty fast. Notable name in the 800 that we've had recently, Katie Kitchis, incredible athlete, able to go to state, set some school records. So hopefully as they get older, we can develop them into some really special athletes.
Yeah, we're talking to Michael Splavik, Knoxville girls track and field coach on KNIA Careless on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner. You mentioned Panther Relays coming up, and we hope here recently, the last couple of days as we've been talking, that the weather is just this nice or nicer for the Panther Relays in what has been become a pretty proud stadium and track and field facilities you got there.
Yeah, we've really been able, the school district and the school board have really put together a really incredible facility for not only track and field, but soccer, football, whatever you're going to put out there, we've got a pretty great facility for it. So we're very blessed to be able to have that. Really excited to be able to put on a special meet of the Panther Relays. Yeah, like you're saying, the weather's really turned a corner for us recently. It's been kind of nice. It's that perfect spring weather where it's really, really nice at the beginning of the meet. And by the time the sun starts going down, you're like, I might want to throw in another couple layers and warm up a little bit. So hopefully it starts getting a little bit warmer as time goes on. You'll see some of those sprint times really start to drop here in the next week or two. But yeah, that Panther Relay is going to be pretty special. It's really nice. We were able to move it to within the Drake qualifying window. So you get a lot of teams that'll bring one or two athletes that they're really close to qualifying for Drake, really boost up the competition for our meet here for South Central Iowa. It's pretty special.
Yeah, and the teams that already are listed are nothing to sneeze at. And they're coming from a good way, some of them.
Yeah, absolutely. Belmont, Clemmy, and a few of those other schools are definitely coming a long ways. But it's really, really nice to be able to kind of host them and give them a taste of what South Central competition's like, and the teams that are close by, we get to see them pretty regularly. Most of the meets we go to, we see a lot of these teams, so kind of giving us a new look, maybe putting a different schedule of relays together for kids to see and other teams to see, just to kind of see where we can get better and how we can improve each kid every day.
I know equipment-wise, it's not going to make someone like Sienna magically raise her time, but the new hurdles came in, and they look kind of neat. Nice.
They are very nice. We're very blessed. Again, the school board really helping provide, not just make the visuals of the, the stands, the state, the turf, everything about that, but the things that are specific to each sport. We get the hurdles and the high jump mat a couple years ago all being new, really make the whole facility and our team feel pretty special, being able to have teams come in and see how great that facility is and really know like, wow, Knoxville's putting a lot into their whole student, whether it's in the classroom or on the field.
All right. Talk to you later. And we'll see. It's Panther Relays.
Sounds good. Thanks so much.
That's Michael Splavik, Knoxville girls track and field coach. We're back after this on KNIA Careless.